From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myle. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from three donors. The first is an anonymous donor from Erichat Parish, Nova Scotia, in thanksgiving for the daily TV Mass, for blessings received, and for her personal intentions. The second is an anonymous donor from Moncton, New Brunswick, in support of the daily TV Mass. And the third is an anonymous donor from London, Ontario, in memory of her husband, Narcio, for the intentions of her family, for the souls in purgatory, and for world peace. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And as we have placed ourselves before the Lord on this feast of the Apostle St. Matthew, knowing that we are as weak as St. Matthew, knowing that we are sinful as St. Matthew, and that we need God's guidance. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And on this feast day we say together, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And let us pray. O God, who with untold mercy were pleased to choose as an apostle St. Matthew, the tax collector, grant that, sustained by his example and intercession, we may merit to hold firm in following you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts Christ gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The message goes out through all the earth. The heavens are telling the glory of
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed Jesus. And as Jesus sat at dinner in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick do. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Of course, on this feast day, the Gospel reading is actually beautiful, the calling of Saint Matthew. Matthew the sinner. And there's a Matthew in each one of us. A Matthew who's greedy and who also knows that we're not always totally honest. But he answers that call. And of course, it only could have happened because of God is the first mover. Something was already stirring in his heart. And of course, after Jesus' crucifixion, he went out just like the other apostles go out and evangelized. And tradition has that he eventually was martyred in Ethiopia. But also, there's a line, a connection with that to our first reading of Ephesians. Now, this reading, the letter to the Ephesians, is probably written about 20 years after St. Paul died. If you read it just without really looking closely, it seems like Paul wrote it, but the experts, those who really study scripture and the literature, they say that probably it was not Paul, that it was written many years after Paul's death. And probably because there was discord in the Ephesian community. And just like in our church communities or any group, there's always discord. And maybe some people looking for promoting themselves, some other people stepping on toes, and so on. And so there is this call for unity. And to call them back to the body of Christ. They're all part of the body of Christ. And there's unity in it, but also that everyone has a different calling in that body of Christ. And yes, we need tax collectors. Makes me think of a lady I know quite well. I asked her once, "What do you do for a living?" She says, "I work for Revenue Canada Agency." And she says, "But I really work for St. Matthew," because usually when someone asks her, she says, "St. Matthew," because if she says she works for Revenue Agency, oh, the complaints will come. And so she doesn't want to listen to that. But there is this line of there's this something within us which we're always looking for discord, and we're called to that body of Christ. And we each have a function in that body of Christ. It is all, some of us are tax collectors, some of us are physicians, some of us are housekeepers, some of us are, they have to pick up the garbage. It doesn't matter. We're all equal in Christ, and we all have a job, and we have a vocation. And this also leads me to think of that famous saying of Pope Francis in 2013, when he said, "The shepherd should smell like the sheep. The shepherd should smell like the sheep." And he referred, of course, to priests like me, to be out there with the people and to be connected with the people, to know what's happening in the community. But I'm going to take this a little bit further, because as you might know, if you're baptized Catholic, you were also anointed priest, prophet, and king in Jesus Christ right after the baptism, we are a priestly people, and we are called to evangelize, to each have that smell of the sheep, and to be open to that our eyes are open to what is happening around us. And we each, the more God has given us, each one of us, the more responsibility we have to pick up that smell of the sheep, to be out there in the world and evangelize and to do our little thing. And that can come many different ways, of course. What is my calling? It can be a calling of prayer. Am I praying just for my own little needs, or am I praying for the world? There's so much to be prayed for people on the street, people who are stuck in prostitution, people who work in the pornography industry. There's so much there. People, but there's about now 100, 110 million people running around the world looking for a safe home. Am I praying for those people, or am I praying just for my own little needs? Am I reaching out if I'm blessed with resources? Am I reaching out to those who have less? Am I a community builder? And maybe, as I'm speaking this way, it might be good, maybe this is a call again to look inward. Am I really building the kingdom of God? Am I there for others? Am I doing my part? Is there something I could do more? Is there something I could do more? Because the world has so many needs, and it just never ends. And so it is, am I a person for myself? Am I always, as I said before, am I always praying for my own little needs? Or am I working for a better world, a safer world, where there's so much need? Amen. And so let us bring our prayers before the Lord. We pray for all those in the daily TV Mass prayer intention book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those suffering from addiction, for those in recovery, and for those seeking healing. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those trapped in the evil of modern-day slavery, for all who work to help these people and to increase the number of those willing to get involved to bring an end to human trafficking. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all volunteers who assist the most vulnerable in our society, especially those who assist those who struggle with addictions and homelessness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for these prayers and the prayers in the silence of our own hearts, we lift them up to you, Lord. Amen. My sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands, the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we celebrate anew the memory of Saint Matthew, we bring your sacrifices and prayers, O Lord, humbly imploring you to look kindly on your church, whose faith you have nourished by the preaching of the apostles. Through Christ, O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For you have built your church to stand firm on apostolic foundations, to be a lasting sign for your holiness on earth, and offer all humanity our heavenly teaching. Therefore, now as for ages unending, with all the host of angels, we sing to you with all our hearts, crying out as we acclaim.
Holy.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, O Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May you make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Matthew, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, the order of bishops, the clergy, the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed sisters and brothers, and to all who were pleasing to you at the passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for the kingdom. And the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And may the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
And let us pray. Sharing in that saving joy, O Lord, with which St. Matthew welcomed the Savior as a guest in his house, we pray, grant that we may always be renewed by the food we receive from Christ, who came to call not the just, but sinners to salvation, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.